Good morning, Princess. Happy Mother's Day. I didn't forget. Did you forget today was Mother's Day? Let's remind you so you can call your mom. No, the kids are still asleep. I was gonna make him up early to make you breakfast in bed, but I figured you appreciate a morning where you could just lay in and do nothing. You could just, you know, cuddle and snuggle and just enjoy the morning, sans kids. Oh, they have plenty in store for you today, don't you worry. That's probably why there's glitter all over the carpet. They're making you a card. I think each of them are making you a card. It involves a lot of glitter, gluing pieces of construction paper together. And I think each of them are trying to outdo the other. So don't be surprised if there's a card that measures up to, like, my height. I don't know if you can put it on the mantle. You could. Only it'd be problematic for many reasons. I think you're the reason why we have such great kids. 100%. That's so lucky. Thank you for being a perfect partner and a great mother. You really are. I don't know. It's just these last couple of years, you know. You've been my rock, baby. There's been so many times where I think, oh my god, how am I going to do this? But, you know, you're there. You got my back. And we do it together. And we always overcome it. Whatever it is. You're the strongest woman I've ever met. And also the sexiest. And sweetest. And smartest. And cuter. All the things. I'm so lucky. I'm very, very, very lucky. Not only because you married me, but also because you made the poorly advised decision to also have kids with me. I appreciate it. And after the first one, you decided, you know what? Let's take another swing at that two more times. And here you are. 11 years later, with no regrets. Maybe just one. He's laying right next to you. Is that your big regret, huh? With no regrets. Happy Mother's Day, baby. Every day should be Mother's Day, but I mean, you're sweet to say that. No. I'm gonna make sure every day the kids raid your arts and crafts closet and design gaudy cards and do ridiculous things. Oh, no. This year, I'm not going to supervise breakfast. This is going to be a creation of their own design. Yeah. Tomorrow, we may be incurring some food poisoning, but, you know, it's worth it. They got to learn someday. No, no, no. I'll look. I'll make sure they don't kill us. I don't know. It's probably the same thing we get every year, isn't it? Ones like French toast, really runny eggs. Oh no, no, no. I'm not letting them do that again. Maybe they wasted like 13 oranges and we got like half a cup of orange juice. Oh, and it was such a sticky mess. It turned out to be more work for us than it was. Yeah. It's not always the case. The year they actually cook us breakfast properly, I'd be like, oh my God, they're grown up. Oh man, they'll be both a really happy and really sad day. Oh, everything with them is so bittersweet, you know? No, oh, I know you miss when they were babies. There's a lot more back talk now. That's entirely true. It's gonna get worse. You know, next 4 years. Yeah, she's almost a teenager. Yeah, we don't need to think about that. I mean, you don't need to think about her attitude to you, and I don't need to think about boys coming to the house. Good Lord, I am not ready for that at all. No, not even a little bit. Yeah, I mean, I could. Or, you know, we could enjoy them not being awake for a little bit longer. Yeah, I figured that would be the answer.